Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy Father's Day week and weekend. I'm Caroline Phipps. I'd like to preview some stories we feature on the Berkshire Style website this week. The town of Torrington will roll out the red carpet, quite literally, when actor Eric Estrada returns to the Warner Theatre to introduce the second season of Divine Renovation, Destination New England. Filmed entirely in Torrington and northwestern Connecticut environs last May. We hope you are staying safe and happy. We have some entertainment suggestions for your enjoyment, all in person. You can find times and links to these happenings this week on the homepage. Our events page is up to date. Craft beer and barbecue dinner. Eating summer style at Hancock Shaker Village, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Bright Ideas Brewing brings their locally brewed craft beers featuring bright, bold flavors in a range of styles intentionally selected by the brewer. The evening includes a barbecue chicken dinner prepared by Woodlife Kitchen. Dine in the timber frame and learn more from the brewers while enjoying the scenic views of the village. It's a casual, fun way to start the weekend. Craft beer and barbecue dinner, eating summer style at Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Anne Leary book signing. I've tried being nice at the Hickory Stick Bookshop in Washington Depot, Connecticut. In her latest book, the New York Times best-selling author offers a literary feast of humor and wisdom told from the perspective of a recovering people pleaser. Prepare to laugh, cry, cringe, and revel in the comically relatable chaos of Anne Leary's life, as revealed in this delightful collection of essays. Anne Leary book signing. I've tried being nice at the Hickory Stick Bookshop in Washington Depot, Connecticut. Dance Party Neon Nassau at the Lantern in Wassaic, New York. In 1987, the hottest underground party in the otherwise tourist-swamped Bahamas was Neon Nassau at the Quayside Sailors Social Club. Retired boat captains, off-duty lifeguards, and suburban teens hiding away from their parents worked up a sweat to calypso, dancehall reggae, disco soca, freestyle, yacht rock, and electro boogie. This night is the first in a series of late-night dress-up dance parties. It will take you on a world tour of some of the most famous but entirely fictional hotspots from the last 100 years. For each event, they will collaborate with Wassaic Project artists to help bring the dream alive. Dance Party Neon Nassau at the Lantern in Wassaic, New York. Juneteenth celebration, the legendary Ingramettes. The legendary Ingramettes, Richmond's first family of gospel, bring their roof-raising harmonies to Chatham in celebration of Juneteenth. Inspired by the black gospel quartets of the 1940s and 50s, the all-woman group shared stages with other luminaries, toured the US and Europe, and recorded for the storied gospel label Nashboro Records. The group will perform at PS21's Pavilion Theatre, and there will be free bus transportation from Hudson to Chatham. Juneteenth celebration, the legendary Ingramettes at PS21 in Chatham, New York. Reflections on Democracy, an evening with Congresswoman Nikema Williams at St. James Place in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Join the team from the Dubois Freedom Center for their first conversation in their Reflections on Democracy series. In recognition of Juneteenth, their visiting scholar and distinguished Congresswoman Williams will discuss how we can all, quote, walk in the interconnected footsteps of Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois and Congressman John Lewis, as well as the importance of civic leadership at this time in our democracy. Reflections on Democracy, an evening with Congresswoman Nikema Williams at St. James Place in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Happening soon, plan now. Westerly Canteen, summer solstice dinner at Foxtrot Farm and Flowers in Stanfordville, New York. Join a special evening to celebrate the start of summer. Hosted by Westerly Canteen and Foxtrot Farm and Flowers in their new gathering barn. They will be serving a four-course plated dinner cooked over grills, field side, featuring all of their favorite Hudson Valley produce. The evening will start with wine in the garden, followed by abundant courses to celebrate the start of the season and, of course, the beauty of Foxtrot flowers. Westerly Canteen Summer Solstice Dinner at Foxtrot Farm and Flowers in Stanfordville, New York. Our favorite thing, the Hickory Stick Bookshop will hold a book signing with author Anne Leary this Saturday for her new book, I've Tried Being Nice, which received warm reviews from the public and reviewers alike. Berkshire Kitchen, grilled shrimp with tartar sauce, simple and easy to prepare, something familiar yet different. On the backyard grill, a delicious appetizer with just a little preparation. Enjoy the barbecue. Out on a limb, I probably went decades without using an exclamation point. My form of writing is supposed to be informative and not emotional, so the exclamation point doesn't find much use in a newspaper. Move over to the internet and the world warms up. I have been littering my messages with exclamation points for a couple of years now, even though I feel guilty every time I reach into my punctuation toolbox and come out with one. Catherine explores. Inner elegance, the seduction of bad news. If it bleeds, it leads. Despite the many good things that happen, we tend to focus disproportionately on the negative aspects of life. Why is that? And what can we do to shift our attention away from damaging negativity? I, Caroline Phipps, explore the seduction of bad news. History's lens. Haying season was serious business in the 19th and early 20th centuries. This undated picture from the turn of the last century shows a break in the action on the Dean Farm in South Canaan. The men have already cut the hay and it's been dried for a day or two before being raked into windrows for more drying. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone. We are an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful week, and here's to all the wonderful fathers in our lives. Enjoy this month and its glorious weather. And until next time, I'm Caroline Phipps.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.